ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
नमः. ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते वैशेषिकदास अधिकारी इति नामिने नमः. प्रहर्षशीलाय प्रभुपादनुसारिणे अनिन्दित हृदय तस्मै शास्त्रभाजन चोदिने. हरे कृष्णा. डियर गुरु महाराज, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस. ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इस्कॉन, श्रील प्रभुपाद, हु सेड इन भागवत गीता 18.75 दैट देयर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन हियरिंग फ्रॉम directly from the Lord Krishna or hearing from his bona fide representative, which is the spiritual, which is Vyasdeva. And since the spiritual master is also a representative of Vyasdeva, that's why Prabhupada says that his disciples, they celebrate the birthday or the appearance day of their spiritual master by celebrating a ceremony called the Vyas Puja. Now, the word disciple usually means a diksha disciple, that you took initiation from a spiritual master. But the mood here at ISV is very, very different. You are our beloved leader. And to some of us, you are our diksha guru. To some of us, you are the siksha guru. And then yet for another set of people, you are the mark production guru. So on your appearance day, we actually, all of us join hands together and we celebrate it all, you know, as one big team. And then, of course, you know, devotees travel from different parts of the world to participate in this glorious occasion. And yet our God cousins and other members of the congregation, they come and tell us that this is your day, you enjoy, and we will take care of everything. And they do that. And we also do that. So all this is possible because of your painstaking efforts and at making sure that we follow the right path. And as we progress in devotional service, and as we understand that every devotee is actually a devotee of Krishna, then our hearts are overwhelmed with gratitude. And every year we pen it down in the form of an offering, which we have captured in a Vyas Puja book. So with your permission, I'll request that we submit that book to you. Thank you, Maharaj. So I'll now request the one and only Ramananda Sakha Prabhu to offer the Vyas Puja book to Guru Maharaj. So Maharaj, we have set aside some time today for some of the select devotees to come and read their offering. So we'd like to get started with that. Okay, thank you, Maharaj. So a rising book distributor, one who has perfected the art of distributing books in the art and wine festivals, and who has been liberating a lot of souls over there. He's very shy and humble and unassuming, but he becomes a tiger when it comes to spreading Krishna consciousness to people. A weekend warrior, he has actually redefined a weekend. He has lengthened it to 7 days. Please join me in welcoming Madhav Govinda Prabhu.
Dear Vaisheshika Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances millions of times at your divine lotus feet. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada once made a statement, if you distribute my books, you will be happy, and if you read my books, you will stay in the movement. Through this one statement, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing two of his most important businesses, being a marketer of Lord Chaitanya and a lawyer. Through your book, Our Family Business, which comes as a fruit of your mature realizations of something you have done over a period of 4 decades, you are teaching us our first family business, which is distributing Krishna consciousness to everyone by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Just as an expert marketing agency comes up with a success formula based on his experience, similarly you have come up with a success formula for distributing the books through the 4 laws of book distribution, which when applied guarantees success in distributing these books. We can see the results. Devotees from every age group have been recruited in your market agency to propagate the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another important business which Srila Prabhupada emphasized is that devotees be like lawyers. The important qualification of a lawyer is that he is expert at quoting the citations to any of his statements to make them authoritative. You also, through your classes, Vani, back up every statement you make from the Shastras. Just as a lawyer, when making the case study for a serious case, has a lot of books piled up next to him to make his case strong, it is not uncommon to see the stacks of books piled up on the table next to you when making a serious case to support the case of Krishna consciousness. Another time, Srila Prabhupada was asked, how do we know who are your disciples? And Srila Prabhupada answered by saying, my disciples are perfect ladies and gentlemen. Through this statement, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing his other important business, which is to be perfect gentlemen. You are teaching us our third and most important business through your perfect gentlemanly behavior. Any person, whether it be a small kid or an elderly man or anyone in between, who comes in your touch, they are just deeply touched by such a kind and gentlemanly affectionate behavior that they automatically develop great appreciation for you and for Krishna consciousness. For any business to be successful, one has to keep doing the basics right in every situation, and then one is sure to become a millionaire eventually. Sorry, not millionaire, but a billionaire. The secret of you being a billionaire in our businesses is that you always keep the important thing as